everywhere you go on campus, there's programs that are really excellent programs. The thing that impressed my wife and I most is how well connected the university is to the broader community. You know, a lot of universities don't enjoy a very healthy town-gown relationship. That's not the case here.
What are your immediate goals for Millikan?
I'm inheriting a major capital campaign that we're involved in right now for $85 million. And we're doing really well in the first year of it, but we'll obviously be focusing on concluding that over the next several years. The board has asked me to develop a new strategic plan for the university. And then, you know, frankly, getting involved in the community. As a new person in the Millikan family, it's really important for me to get out and meet as many people as I possibly can right away.
And with that capital campaign, are those funds already designated, or is there some brainstorming in terms of what needs are at the university?
Well, there's no end to the kinds of needs that we have, like any other university, but we're specifically raising money for some new facilities on campus, particularly a new student center. That's the bulk of the money, and the plans are already in place for that. And we've got a good start on that. Secondly, there's some facilities for our dance program that we're renovating an older facility on campus that is very suitable and very strong facility. It's built really well, and we're going to be changing that into a dance and theater program facility. And then also a new facility built on and added to our athletic department and physical education and exercise science program that will serve mostly the academic side of that equation.
Where would you like to see areas of growth beyond infrastructure?
Mm-hmm. I think the main things that a smaller college like Millikan should do is build on those programs that it has long established strengths. And we call those our marquee programs here. In particular, our College of Fine and Performing Arts is just extraordinary. And so we'll be looking to grow enrollment, and particularly there. Not greatly. I mean, you're not talking about doubling the size of the school or anything like that, but we are talking about already looking at some of those marquee programs to see if we can open them up a little bit more. Also in our pre-professional programs, nurse anesthesia, nursing, some of the pre-medicine types of programs that we've always been strong in, we're going to be looking to bolster those.
What do you think is Millikan's niche in the academic world?
I think our niche, if we want to call it that, is performance learning. You know, one of the big criticisms of higher education is that, one, it's costly, and two, what do you have in hand when you get out? And it's important for a school such as Millikan to be able to demonstrate the value proposition for coming here in the first place, and that is we want our students engaged right away, as soon as they get here, to be engaged in some type of program or project or activity that they take a leadership role in. And that's connected between not only their leadership, but also the academic content of the program. And that when they leave, then they're able to work in teams. They have some sense of the economy. They have some sense of what it takes to live in our culture. And they feel confident that they can take what they've learned at Millikan in whatever academic discipline and make a contribution right away upon graduation.